Hello, 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 ha ha ha. Yeah, hi. I'm going to talk about brownies, because I feel like it. Well, Girl Guiding is awesome. It was set up by Baden Powell. About 101 years ago. And, basically it's a club for girls. Which is like Scouts, but for girls. And I have been in guides for 10 years. I'm 15, so 10 years of my life I've been in guides. That's quite a substantial time. Not just guides, you understand. I've gone through all of the stages. I've gone from a rainbow to being a brownie to being a guide, and now I'm a young leader. Because when you turn 15, you're kicked out of guides and into being a young leader. But I'm stubborn. I don't want to go to ranges because there's loads of people I don't like there. So I'm just going to hang around in my guides and look after my flock. Because I've been in the role of a young leader for quite some time without being a young leader because I wasn't 15, but I'm quite a lot older than everyone else in my guides group, so I've kind of been a leader for a long time. For example, when we had a sleepover, I stayed awake with the other leaders clutching a first aid kit trying to stop people eating hand sanitizer. Yeah. Anyway, I turned 15 and I officially become a leader. And I got a uniform, which is very smart. It's like a blue blouse and a hoodie, which is blue again, and some jeans. No, I already had the jeans, I'm kidding. But I decided that I wanted to do something with younger children. So I went back to my brownies group, which I was in about 7 years ago. And yeah. Nothing has changed, really. Well, the leaders have changed and the kids have changed. A lot has changed, but it's in the same place. It's in my old primary school. And I first went to Coachland Goalball, which is great fun, because they had the gear. They'd been sent it by Sainsbury's, but they had no idea how to use it. And then I came up in conversation between the leaders at the district meeting, and they needed a goalball coach. I play goalball, so yeah. I went in Coachland Goalball, played a few games. They quite liked me, so they invited me back. And funnily enough, the next week, I had already turned 15, so it worked out quite well. I went as a guide, coaching them goalball, and then the next week, I was a leader. They had to christen me with a name. And in brownies, everyone is called Owl. Classically, the leader's called Brown Owl, and then all the other leaders are called Something Owl. So there's Curly Owl, Smiley Owl, so loads of different owls. And they had to think of names for me. When they split up into their groups, they voted on the favourite name out of the group, and then they put them forwards. And I was hearing all sorts of cool names, like Smiler and Jumper Owl, I thought was quite cool. The ones they put forward were as follows. Sporty Owl. I play goalball. I'm not sporty. Blind Owl. That was quite funny. Red Owl, but that was because I had red hair at the time. I've since dyed it like a brown black, so that wouldn't work. And Bluebell Owl. I had no choice in this. They then voted on what they wanted to call me, and Bluebell Owl came up tops, apparently because I wear a light blue jumper, which is my uniform. I don't just happen to like light blue. So I emailed the leader later on this week, and I was like, see, I really don't like being called Bluebell Owl. And she was like, yeah, I don't really like it either. But I heard the suggestion. I heard Loopy Owl being thrown around through the brownies. And I asked if I could be called that. And all the brownies have agreed. I am now Loopy Owl, which suits me a lot better, as I am quite loopy. So yeah, that's what I'm doing, picking up paint after 7-year-olds have chucked them on the floor. Hope you're all well. See you later.